This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We've got to effing rip Trump right out of that office over there. Effing pull him out. We ain't about effing waiting until the next election. A member of BLM actually said that about President Trump. And I say to BLM, then do it. Don't be all talk. Come on, bro. If you got the guts, do it. As I like to tell people, all zoos are petting zoo if you have the male genitalia, right? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Come on, BLM, if you got it like that, go rip that man out of office and stop talking smack. See what I'm trying to explain to you white people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? Those silly Negroes, that's all they do is talk smack. When you decide you've had enough, they will back down. I guarantee you. We got a guy that got shot, a Trump supporter, in Portland because they had numbers there. They literally executed this guy on the street. Let me tell you, if they keep it up, there'll be a day where there will be none of them on the street, because I guarantee you our side is much better armed, and we will have righteousness on our side. Their day is coming. I'm not advocating any violence. I'm telling you, when violence befalls you, you will fight back. I know you. I know me. I'm not going down without a fight. Guarantee that. President Trump tweeted this. The radical left mayors and governors of cities where this crazy violence is taking place have lost control of their movement. It wasn't supposed to be like this, but the anarchists and agitators got carried away and don't listen anymore. Even forced Slow Joe out of the basement. Slow Joe is what the president called Biden. So Joe the Sloth moved out of the basement and made a comment and tried to blame guess who? Is it going to surprise you? Donald Trump, for all the anarchy happening around cities in this country. You think that's going to sell? See, let me explain. The lamestream media can no longer sell that kind of nonsense. Nobody's buying it. You don't buy it, and even leftist America goes, wait a minute, no, that ain't Trump's fault. It's not going to happen. Speaking of Sleepy Joe, you have got to see the video of Joe Biden doing an interview, and he literally is sleeping. The woman goes to him, and he's asleep. Then they flash back on a time when he was interviewing Hillary Clinton. I don't know how recent this was. And Joe falls asleep during that. Is this guy narcoleptic? What's going on? No wonder Nancy Pelosi does not want Joe Biden to debate. Joe Biden, the new law and order president wannabe. He's now, I can get it fixed. Have you seen his commercials? I can fix America. Joe, you had 40-something years to fix America. Why didn't you fix it? You were the vice president for 8 years. That's as good as it's going to get for you, homeboy. Why didn't you fix it? Joe can fix it, though. He took credit. Not that there's any credit to be taken, but it's funny to see his commercials because he's like, Joe Biden presided over the best time of American's history or whatever. And I'm going, really? So where was Obama? If Joe wants to take credit, he's essentially usurping the black man's work. Wow, the level of desperation. And here's this segment was titled, Can You Feel the Trump Effect? What I'm telling you. Everything that you are looking at, everything you're listening to, everything you're seeing right now is the Trump effect. And I'm asking you this, how do you feel about the Trump effect? 10 people, folks, killed in Chicago, 49 of them, they say the number moves, but somewhere between 49 and 55 people were shot, 10 of them killed in Chicago. Two police officers shot and killed in inner cities across this country, one in St. Louis, literally blocks from where my house is in St. Louis, blocks away. Do you think there's going to be any Black Lives Matter or any protests on those cops getting ambushed in St. Louis? They found out they were ambushed. Somebody called them in and got them killed. And here's what's interesting. More interesting, I should say. Two of my friends are St. Louis cops. One of them sent me a picture and he says, "Kevin, very sad moment. It's him with one of those cops that was with the cop that was killed." Yep. Somebody asked Joe Biden, "When are you and the Democratic Party going to start to care about the citizens of this nation, and about people who are living in fear in inner cities? Would you feel safe anywhere in Chicago, in Detroit, in Cleveland, Cincinnati, Baltimore, wherever? Would you feel safe?" Democrats, folks, they can no longer deny what is happening for Donald Trump, the momentum behind the Trump movement. They know you are dyed in the wool. Everything you see, all this nonsense that's occurring, just makes you get more dug in like a tick on a hound dog. And you are not letting go. You have burrowed under the skin, and you are now living on the host, and that is Donald Trump. But you know what else is happening? All these other parasites, known as Democrats, they're jumping on the bandwagon. They're saying, you know what? It's a good ride on Donald Trump, and I'm tired of seeing what I'm seeing. I'm not calling us all ticks, by the way. That would be the Democrats, but they're coming over. They've seen enough. That's why I'm telling you. You can feel it. I know you can feel it because you are writing to me and you're going, "Man, dude. And it's a difference. Talked about it. Democrats can't pretend that this doesn't exist. They fool themselves with their fake news polls, but the reality is setting in on them. I'm going to talk about it today. They are Democrats that get it, that are observant, comedians, filmmakers, people like this that know how to look at people and sort of make these assessments. They are looking at this situation right now with what's going on with Donald Trump, and they're going, "Wait a minute. We're getting it. We're seeing something that reminds us of 2016, only worse," in their opinion. Only worse. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it, and they're panicking. And I'm going to talk about them. I'm going to talk about them today. And I'm going to talk about them in the context of how you can relax, because they're finally getting to the point where they say, "Okay, look, we got to quit fooling ourselves with these fake polls and this other stuff. We've got to admit that there is something there. People in this country are tired of what we're talking about, and we better pay attention." Now, they're still misguided, but they at least can see the writing on the wall, and it's got Joe Biden and Harris nowhere on it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Clear that I know that there are protests still happening in major cities across the United States. I'm just not seeing the reporting on it that I had.
That's right.
For the first few weeks.
That's right. But they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And this is a movement, I'm telling you. They're not going to stop. And everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not, and we should not.
Kamala Harris telling you exactly how things are going to go. They're not going to stop. They won't stop pre-election or post-election, and she makes it sound like it doesn't matter who wins the election. They're not going to stop. Well, let me tell you who's going to win the election. It's going to be Donald Trump. And let me tell you what's going to happen after these protests after Donald Trump wins the election. They're going to stop. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah, I got ethnic there for just a second. They going to stop them, baby, because they will stop. See, the Democrats like this anarchy. They think it's working. Here's what's funny. Now Biden comes out and says, hey, listen, these things are terrible. They need to stop. And they need to stop? Wait a minute, Joe. Slow Joe. Slow Joe Fizz. Slow your roll. Your running mate says not only are they not going to stop before, they're not going to stop after, and she doesn't want them to stop. Y'all better get on the same page. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find out more about me and the team, and I hope you will. I hope you join us. I hope you become part of every day what we do, because we need you. We need you downloading this show and telling other people about it, because you know what? We're going to give you the real scoop, the real skinny. And the real skinny is Democrats are in big trouble. Reality is finally beginning to set in for some of these clowns. Trump has ripped the fabric of everything leftist. Everything. There's nothing these clowns owned in the past that Donald Trump has not absolutely burned to the ground. He might as well be a domestic terrorist of leftism, because this dude has cut a swath through the leftists, of talking points, everything. He is like a tornado, an F5 tornado gone mad. You know what I'm saying? Horrible. I mean, good for us, good for America, and I'm going to prove all this to you today. See, America sees what life is under leftism. I don't care whether you're from the hills of Kentucky or Tennessee. They know what leftism is. This visual is not only for the urbanites. Democrats are scuttling cities, and the world has finally taken notice. And I'll give you an example. I mentioned this building in Kentucky. No spectators. Here's what they write. There will be no spectators at the Kentucky Derby, but the towering Omni Hotel is ready to welcome guests anyway, hoping to attract weekend travelers or maybe locals seeking a relaxing staycation. The 30-story Omni is back in business after shutting down in March because of COVID-19. And here's what the guy goes on. We've become experts in laundry, housekeeping, food and beverage, trying to keep our best to work, to try to keep open, Omni sales and marketing director Eamon O'Brien said. Being in the hospitality industry, trying to take care of our guests and trying to open as effectively as we can. That's the first step to move forward. They say they're expecting 250 guests, far short of the full house of 1,200 to 1,800, which is what would have happened this weekend for the Kentucky Derby. But they got 250 out of the potential 1,800 guests. 30-story building that costs $1 billion to make. Now, how do I know this story? Because I got a friend who works for a Fortune 500 company. He's a big wig out there. And he says, Kevin, you're not going to believe what's happened to Louisville. I told you guys this. He says, it's like somebody dropped a nuclear bomb in the middle of it. He says, everybody's leaving. It's all out in the suburbs. He goes, make a big circle around Louisville. There's nothing there. There's no biz. People are gone. And he says, he told me this story. He says, we have a hotel in Louisville that shut down, he goes, because of BLM. Don't get it twisted. It isn't because of COVID-19. It shut down because of BLM. And he says, the first floor of this hotel is boarded up. And the people who own it are in bankruptcy. And I was like, seriously? He goes, yeah. So he sent me pictures and got me the story. He goes, yeah, man. He goes, 7% occupancy. This is a luxury hotel you can stay in. It's not just a hotel for guests. He says it has 7% occupancy. And even the hotel side isn't even getting any business. And I'm just giving it to you right now. It's 1,200 to 1,800 potential, 250 on the biggest weekend of Louisville's year. The Derby. The Derby's not just about the running of the Derby. If you know anything about this, it is a huge event. People fly in from all over the world to go to the Kentucky Derby. They fill up every hotel. They fill up restaurants. You name it. The one time that this city has a chance to increase its tax base, its revenue, by, I don't know how much, but by tons, in the biggest single weekend of its existence, and you know what? Nada. Now, you think they're going to recover from this? And let me go on and read this rest of the story. They say much of the ground floor is still boarded after damage done to 40 custom windows during the violent protests in recent months. We still have 14 left to replace that haven't come in yet, Omni General Manager Scott Stuckey said. So that's why you still see part of the hotel boarded up. No, it's not. The reason you still see part of the hotel boarded up, according to my buddy, is he says they're still concerned about Black Lives Matter doing more damage. Now, let me give you another little inside scoop. So he says to me, Kevin, he says, I know the guy who runs the Derby. And guess what happened? The Derby's going along as normal, and somebody put a note on the guy who runs the Derby. They put a note on the door that said, no justice, no Derby. I may have talked about this the other day. And he says, one tweet, that was all it took. Not tweet, one note. That was all it took. No justice, no Derby. So they canceled it. Now, I want you to understand, there were people, I can tell you without question, my buddy's boss, the president of this corporation, he spent $15,000 on their booth for the Derby. They got nothing. That's gone. Now, I'm sure the Derby refunded it, but people that were flying in, all these different things were made, squashed. Louisville is due. My friend said, you haven't gotten the notice yet, but Louisville is dead. That's what he told me. Louisville is dead. And that's not the only place that's dying. All these big cities, I haven't even gotten my researcher on this, but I'm going to tell you this. All these big cities are dying. Right now, before your very eyes, they're dying. Because many of the corporations are talking about leaving. And they're going, you know what? We'll go find somewhere that we can get good quality people. We don't have to deal with all this nonsense. And that's only the tip of the iceberg. Because once they leave the city, they're going to leave the ideology of the left. They're going to say, not only do I want to leave the city, I don't want to just leave that. I don't want anybody that wants to talk about diversity, equity, inclusion, and all this other nonsense. Because I'm going to go where people are sensible. I'm going to go out to the suburbs. I'm going to go out into the rural areas, and we're going to see how these people, real Americans, appreciate what we do. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The ADP private payrolls report showing the U.S. added 428,000 private sector jobs in August, well up from the July number. Paul Hickey of Bespoke Investments telling CNBC the August total is well short of the 1.6 million that analysts had expected, but it's going in the right direction, and he says Wall Street's indexes continue to run strong.
Strongest 3 months we've seen since at least 1999. So the recession that started in February is over for all intents and purposes.
Yesterday, President Trump made such a visit. Now, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill will travel to Kenosha, Wisconsin tomorrow to hold a community meeting to address unrest in that city since the police shooting of Jacob Blake. And you're listening to USA Radio News. America's top diplomat again hammering China's government.
The Chinese Communist Party has implemented a system of opaque approval processes designed to prevent American diplomats from conducting regular business, attending events, securing meetings, and connecting with the Chinese people.
Speaking this morning in Washington, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also said the Beijing government continues to threaten academic freedom and human rights within its own borders, and it's also been bullying its neighbors.
From the Taiwan Strait to the Himalayas and beyond, the Chinese Communist Party is engaged in a clear and intensifying pattern of bullying its neighbors.
German officials say Russian dissident Alexei Navalny was poisoned with a chemical nerve agent. The 44-year-old critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin being treated in Germany after becoming ill while flying a little over a week ago. Government officials say he was poisoned by an agent that has been used in other cases involving Russian dissidents. And this is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every governor should mandate. Every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing. The estimates by the experts are it will save over 40,000 lives in the next 3 months. 40,000 lives if people act responsibly. And it's not about your rights, it's about your responsibilities as an American. The fact is that as American,
Biden just can't do anything right, can he? New CDC guidelines say, oh, a new CDC report, we kind of messed up just a little bit. I mean, a little tweak of the numbers here. Yeah, 153,504 people did not die from the Chinese Wu flu. We tweaked the numbers a little bit, and I mean, only, well, 9,201. So here's Joe Biden out there going, hey, we need to make these masks mandatory for this fake plandemic that I didn't even want to call the Chinese Wu flu, because we accused Donald Trump of being a racist when he did. A racist when he stopped Americans from coming in. He just can't be on the side of anything right, Joe Biden. You want to know why? Because nothing the Democrats do is right. It is all done with malicious, well, almost all done with malicious intent. Self-serving intent. Selfishness. Money or power. Pick one. Sometimes both. There's three choices. They do it for money, power, or both. That's it. Oh, it's disguised and guised under the idea of doing something good for the country, but it's not. And that's the problem that the Democrats face. People are onto them. Look at the polls. Man, I could do an entire show on the latest polls. Some of them have even gotten worse. I saw one that showed Biden's down. He's got a 3-point lead in some battleground states, but it's down from 7. Now, I will tell you with the utmost of confidence, Biden does have a lead in any battleground state. But I'm going to talk about this in just a bit because I want to talk about trends. Now, one thing that's occurred that happened in 2016 has reoccurred. And some of these things you already know, the fake poll numbers and all that. But I tell people, you look at the trends, you don't look at the polls. Pollsters manipulate data. They can tell, oh, well, you know, we polled 1,000 people and 1,000, you know, 930 of them picked Biden. But they don't tell you we polled all people that love Biden. And 7% of them don't want him. That kind of thing. They can manipulate the data, but they can't manipulate a trend. And the trends for Donald Trump are outstanding. Now, in 2016, taking my own advice, I dismissed polling that gave Hillary Clinton a comfortable margin of victory. And going against the grain of most of America, or many in America, and a bunch of you, because some of you were writing to me going, Kevin, wait a minute, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. And I predicted Trump would win, and of course, it happened. Now, I've stated publicly many times that in this particular case, yet again, Trump will win easily because the trends in 2020 for Trump are far better than they were in 2016. Now, to level set with you people on the show and my friends and family, I had that plan, they call and ask me what's going on. I say, let me just ask you a few questions, and then you tell me how you think Biden stacks up in 2020 versus how Hillary stacked up in 2016. Now, who had more clout during their presidential run, Clinton or Biden? I'm not even going to belabor it by going into detail. I'll let you answer that question for yourself. Who was more strong? Who did the Democrats fear? Do Democrats in 2016, were people afraid of Hillary, afraid to talk smack about her, etc.? How many people are afraid of Joe Biden and his political clout? Next question. Who had the support of the entire administration to cheat on their behalf and could weaponize every major spy agency in the country and keep a bunch of subterfuge and lies going in conjunction with and help with the media? Clinton or Biden? Because I'm going to tell you, I don't think Biden's got a whole lot of help in the Trump administration to try to weaponize the DOJ. Now, let me ask you this. Who did Democrats obviously support early in the primaries, so much so that Hillary Clinton had four opponents? Can you name them? She had four official opponents, I believe, maybe five. Can you name them? How many did Biden have? It was 20-something. And you can name a lot of them. They were prominent people that thought they really had a shot. And when the collective cattle call went out to say, or the call went to say, okay, everybody back off, they backed off, and they reluctantly selected Biden. Let me ask you this. This may be one of the most profound questions I can ask you about this. Have you heard of anybody who's guaranteed that Trump would not win a second term? Anybody? Remember in the first election where Barack Obama said, Donald Trump is not going to be president. And there were many politicos out there going, well, the fact is, Donald Trump will never be president. So we have to worry. George Clooney, Donald Trump will never be president. Tom Hanks, Donald Trump, well, he's never going to be president. We don't have to worry about it. On and on and on. Donald Trump will never be president. Donald Trump will never be president. Have you heard anybody say, Donald Trump will not serve a second term? That's just a fact, because I haven't heard it. And I haven't even heard anybody ask that question or talk about it on another radio show. Maybe they do, because I don't listen to other people's radio shows, but I think that's a pretty original thought. So, answer those questions truthfully, and you can't possibly think that Biden can defeat Trump. And those questions just get you started, because you could ask this question, these series of questions. I'm just trying to help you out here, okay? Because a lot of you that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, you come here and you say, Kevin, help me understand what I'm really thinking, because I think I have I think I know Trump will win, but I don't know why I know it. Okay, I'll help you. So here's the next series of questions you can ask yourself. Which candidate has the more solid base of supporters? Because I can talk to you about it, and I'll tell you this. Donald Trump, and you've heard me say this on the show, it's nothing new, but for the newbies, I will enlighten you. Donald Trump gets well over 90% support in every single place that he campaigned in the, quote, primaries. Because he has to campaign. You know, and here's what was funny about the primaries, and people don't talk about this. When Donald Trump was doing the primaries, he was getting larger numbers by not doing a single bit of campaigning, more people voted in the primaries for Donald Trump than all the Democrat candidates combined. He was blowing numbers out of the water. And worse than that, Donald Trump's numbers for an incumbent in the primaries were through the roof. People could not wait to go cast their vote for the guy who they knew was going to be the man. So the level of enthusiasm for Trump in primaries was record-breaking. Go do your own research. You don't have to believe me. It was record-breaking. It was numbers that, I mean, they compare him to Obama. And Obama, think about this. He was baby black Jesus for 4 years. Everybody said he deserves a second chance. Romney gave him, you know, I mean, he, on paper, was a pretty good candidate, you know, in terms of can he beat him. And Democrats, I mean, they didn't overwhelmingly support him in 2012, is my point. Donald Trump blew through Obama's records. I'm telling you, not 10%, 20%, 50, 100, 200% more, 300% more votes than the former incumbent president for his second term. The Democrats noticed it. Then they tried to tell us, oh, there's nothing to be said about an enthusiasm gap. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. The same way it didn't mean anything to have those big rallies. And you know what the Chinese Wu flu did? The Democrats accomplished, they said, they scared everybody away from the rally so Trump wouldn't do any more rallies. You want to know why? Because they finally got afraid of him. They recognized, you know what those rallies signify? Donald Trump's ability to generate news and show I can get 15,000 people in an arena anytime I want or more. You were filling arenas, overflow, etc. So when they finally did the one in Tulsa where they got 6,800 or 6,200 people there, but they didn't have to do the overflow because they did trickeration, they were proud of themselves. Because you know what they did? They said, we proved that we can thwart Donald Trump from getting those big crowds. Well, let me tell you something, folks. You did not stop his enthusiasm, lefties. It didn't happen. And people have recognized it. Prominent Democrat detractors from the conservative message, not people we bring up, but I'm about to enlighten you with who is now very afraid of the Trump enthusiasm when we get back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Dex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was discussing the enthusiasm gap and how the Democrats dismissed it a while back. They said it's no big deal. You know, our enthusiasm shows up in different ways. Yeah, it sure does. Because in Kentucky, running unopposed, Joe Biden got 57% of the Democrat vote. See, you want a poll? I'll give you a poll. The poll is people who went out. The only dog in the fight is are Democrats, and only 57% of the people in Kentucky supported Joe Biden. 71% in New York. So 29% of people in New York, Democrats, don't support their candidate. He ran unopposed. 43% of the Democrats in Kentucky do not support Joe Biden, and he ran unopposed. Those are the, somewhere around the country in every state, that's the gap. Oh, you want to make it fun? Okay, it's only 20% somewhere else. Congratulations, Joe Biden. Only 20% of Democrats don't want to vote for you. That's bigger than any single block. It's bigger than the Jewish vote. It's bigger than the black vote. It's bigger than the Latino vote. It's bigger than the feminist vote. It's bigger than the LGBT vote. That's a big block. Yeah. You come on this show, you listen to me, and people think Kevin's, you know, he's all in. He's giving these things to make people feel. I'm giving you actual raw data. You can interpret it any way you want. If you think this is Kevin, he's just blowing smoke up Trump's Komodo. No, I'm not. If Donald Trump were getting his butt kicked, I would tell you. I would say, boy, woo, guys, we got to be concerned. Whew, it's going to be tight. I had a friend of mine, older black lady I met at CPAC, and she's an opera singer. She's a real outlier, too, because she said, get this, she was a Democrat who wanted to vote for Hillary Clinton, and she now votes for Donald Trump. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. Yeah. She's voting for Trump. Second time she'll be voting for Trump. And she said, once they screwed over Hillary, I started looking at the Republicans, and that's what did it. I love giving you guys these reality checks, these real stories, because you're not out there. You're in your bubbles, and you're thinking, God, you know, Kevin, I'm so concerned. You know, I feel like the world is on me. I feel like I should be protecting black people, but why should I? You know, you're coming up with, and I'm going, what? First of all, if somebody can make you convince yourself that you are the person who's going to protect a group of people, you're wrong. Unless we were being wronged. You know, Kevin, all these Black Lives Matter and cops shooting black folks. No, black people do a lot of crimes and they get shot. And that's just the end of it. So do white folks. Every time a white guy gets killed, I don't go, oh my God, another white guy's been shot. What are we going to do? It's a pandemic. Oh, this is terrible. Or an epidemic or whatever you want to call it. It's outrageous. I just go, well, I guess a white boy got himself killed. And if it's wrong, we'll figure it out. But I don't think I got to go march and burn down stuff on behalf of all you white people listening to my show. I love you, but I ain't burning down nothing for you. I'll let the system play out. Yeah. Anyway, I was talking about these other questions you could ask to kind of assuage you, to make yourself feel better that you know, you've made the right decision of who you picked as a candidate. And I just asked some other questions. Which candidate has the most solid base of supporters? I've given you my opinion. Who has the best track record of accomplishment in politics now that Donald Trump has served 4 years? You've got 4 years versus 40-something years. An exponential difference in years. Who's accomplished more in a shorter amount of time? I'm not going to answer for you. I think you can figure it out. Let me ask you this. Who do you think, here's another question for you, that the public believes is more fit to serve? The 72-year-old Donald Trump or the 77-year-old Joe Biden? Which one's more fit? It's just a good gut question. Which one exudes fit, you know, like, hey, I'm ready to go. I'm up in physical and mental capability. I'm not going to give you any hints, but I think I know who the answer is on my end. But here's the thing. I wasn't the only person that predicted Trump was going to win in 2016. Filmmaker and avowed leftist Michael Moore predicted the same thing. And he's predicted Trump is going to win unless the Democrats do something different, and he can take that part off. Because, I mean, that Biden's going to win unless he changes course. It's not going to happen. But he's noticed something that I told you, and it's based on trends that Michael Moore recognizes. Michael Moore recognizes the pro-Trump fervor that is out there. He understands the part of the iceberg under the water in 2020 is far larger than that of the iceberg in 2016. Because Michael Moore is out talking to people and he feels the passion for Trump around this country. It is palpable. It's like your pulse. He sees it. He talks to people. He gains observations about it. He's not getting the typical leftist feedback, this vitriolic, Donald Trump, he's a piece of crap. He's not getting anything like that. In fact, he's getting things like, man, Joe Biden ain't done enough for black people. Joe Biden ain't done this. Joe Biden. He's out talking to people. Michael Moore, he's a filmmaker. I'll give him credit. He's a curious guy. And he's going, I'm not seeing what I need to see. And he said the same thing in 2016, and they didn't pay attention to him. Van Jones said it. Van Jones said it in 2016. Haven't heard him say anything about 2020, but he might as well say the same thing, because I'm telling you, they know. You know what Michael Moore went on to say? He goes, the excitement for Trump is, check out these three words, off the charts. I chuckle because I know exactly what he's talking about. You want to know why? Because I talk to people. I talk to people that write to me. I talk to people that send me tweets. I talk to people that call me. And I talk to people when I'm out in the crowds. I notice stuff. You know what I've noticed? I've noticed more pro-Trump garments being worn. MAGA hats, shirts. I was at a restaurant the other day. Big buff dude. Got his Trump 2020 shirt on. I walked up to him and said, hey, man, good choice on that shirt. And he looked at me and smiled, and we fist bumped. And then he went to the restroom. He came. He passed by my table, and he smiled. He's like, smiling, gave me a thumbs up. Because we're now, you know, and look, I could go out and wear this stuff. I'll tell you why I don't wear Trump stuff when I go out to eat. I don't want anybody jacking with my food. But I thought, here's a dude sitting in a restaurant wearing this. And here's the thing. I'm telling you, these are no longer outliers. I'm seeing them everywhere. I saw an old veteran. Where was I? I forget where I was. And he had his mask on. He had a hat. And his hat was MAGA 2020. I think I was at the airport. People are getting brave. They're saying enough is enough. Anyway, Michael Moore gets it. And here's what he posted. Are you ready for a Trump victory? Are you mentally prepared to be outsmarted by Trump again? Do you find comfort in your certainty that there is no way Trump can win? Are you content with the trust you've placed in the DNC to pull this off? I'm warning you, almost 10 weeks in advance, the enthusiasm level for the 60 million in Trump's base is off the charts. He put that in all capitals. For Joe, not so much. Don't leave it to the Democrats to get rid of Trump. You have to get rid of Trump. We have to wake up every day for the next 67 days and make sure each of us is going to get 100 people out to vote. Act now. Now, let me tell you something about Michael Moore. It ain't gonna happen. You can't. There's an old saying, it's like a relationship. You meet somebody and you know, the girl, she, you know, you start dating, and there's a movie a dude made about it, and the movie was called He's Just Not That Into You. And they were talking about how the guy moves in with the girl, and he doesn't do those little niceties that he would do for somebody he's crazy about. And the guy, the guy did the movie because he says, I would be talking to my girl, you know, friends, their girls, and they would be telling me about their relationship, and I would say to him, well, he's just not that into you. They go, but he does. I mean, he does this. And he goes, look, I'm telling you, as a dude, he's not that into you. And he wrote a book about it, and they made a movie. He's not that into you. They are not that into Joe Biden, because you can't be. You can be into Trump. Trump is everything, and you know all that in a bag of chips, as they say, a bag of chips. But Joe Biden, you can't get into him. So it doesn't matter what Michael Moore says. I don't care if they got 150 more days or 1,000 more days. There is nothing that is going to make that relationship something where you go, whoo. The Democrats are in a relationship where as soon as somebody better comes along, they're going to leave. I call them the stone steppers, the Meghan Markles. They're waiting for something better. And it's not going to come. And Joe isn't going to get any better in this relationship. And sadly for the Democrats, they know it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.